Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll work together so that you're ready for the change in season. It's coming. It's today. Great time for corn stalks, pumpkins, gourds, Halloween decorations here and there. Don't get too heavy just yet. But, you know, start to make the fall season changes. Beautiful, hardy mums, flowering cabbage, flowering kale, your fall asters. There's a lot of beautiful plants right now that will give you great color on your doorstep if you need the color. If you still have plants that look good, then you can hold off a little bit. But fall is a great time for planting. And while you're at your local garden center, look at the bulbs, tulips, daffodils, crocuses, hyacinths. The best selection is now. If you wait until October, some of the varieties that you may want could be gone because people are buying fewer bulbs and they're planting early. So get your bulbs, put them in the garage if the space where they are to go is still actively blooming, but get them early so that you have the varieties that you want. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got D from Maine with a question about blue spruce.
D, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with your blue spruce?
Yes, good morning, Paul. I was wondering if I can take a blue spruce and take it from the ground and put it in a pot for Christmas time.
Okay, how long has it been in the ground?
Probably a few years. I'm not really sure. It's a small one. It's on our property.
Okay. Now, when you say small, 2 feet, 3 feet, or?
About 3 feet.
About 3 feet. Okay. The thing that you want to do is you want to wait until about October 1st. You want that tree to be able to get into the changes of the season so that the energy that's in the foliage will go into the root system of the plant. And so if you can wait another week or 10 days, dig it up. And you want to get a good size root ball. So you said the plant is 3 feet tall?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I would put it in a pot that's going to be, 18 to 24 inches. Now, it doesn't have to be deep, but, you know, you need to get as much of a root ball. So what you would do is you would get a garden spade or a shovel and go about 18 inches away from the trunk and jump on the shovel, driving it as deep in the ground as possible and cutting a circle all the way around it. And then dig a little bit of a trench around it, just like a donut. And because they're going to be pretty much shallow rooted. You won't have to go down more than maybe 15, 18 inches. And then once you've loosened the plant from the ground, you're going to be able to cut down the size of the root ball. Because it's not going to be all roots. It's going to be, you'll have some big roots. You'll have some small, like a spider web type root. Then you can cut down the size, put it in a container. And, you know, you can buy plastic pots or go to your local nursery and see if they have any used pots that are in that 18-inch range. And get it dug with some soil, and then use a little bit of a liquid food, something that's all natural and all organic, rather than a chemical, and leave it outside so that it can adjust to the temperature changes and season. And as we get closer to holidays, take that potted Christmas tree and put it near a door where you can bring it in. Okay? That way, if the weather gets bad, it will be close to the door. Now, the blue spruce has pigment, which is like powder on the needles. And what you're going to need to do, and it's going to change the character of the plant, when you bring it inside, if you can spray it with an anti-desiccant like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop, and that will stop water loss through the needles of the plant while it's in your house. If you spray it really heavy, you're going to lose the blue coloration of the needles. So a light coating with that. And if you can get most of the spray on the underside of the needle, then you'll lose less of the blue coloration. The pores are more pronounced and in greater numbers on the underside of the needle. So after you dig it and you've potted it, have somebody give you a hand, lay it down on its side and spray the underneath of all the branches, and then keep it where it's going to be able to get into the house easily. If you see that the weather's going to be with a lot of snow and you've got a garage, then you can put it in there. But until the weather gets bad, leave it outside. And what I've done a couple live trees and they've worked out really well. What I do is it's heavy to carry. So I get it to the porch, I get a scatter rug, and I put the tree, pot and all, on the scatter rug, and then just slide it to the room where it's going to be. And you want to try and keep that room on the cool side. You can only keep a live tree in the house 7 to 10 days. So you've got to decide, do I want it up a week before Christmas and then take it down 3 days after? That you have to determine yourself. And what I've done, if your pot has holes, I use my kids' flying saucer. If you don't have any kids, go to Toys R Us. You can buy a plastic flying saucer for under $10. You set your container in the flying saucer, and that way when you water, and you will have to water, you don't have to worry about the water going all over your rug or your hardwood floor. And again, it stays on that scatter rug. And then after the holidays, you slide it back outside. And if you've got a garage, put it in the garage for the winter. It's out of the wind. It's out of the hot and cold days and freezing and thawing. And then you can plant it in the springtime. Put it in a tool shed, in a barn. Just, I found that I get better results if I can keep it out of the weather, because you've cut the roots and you've got a major loss in the root system until you plant it back the following year. So follow those steps. We'll talk about it again as we get closer to the season, but get it dug. They usually like to wait until we get into October so that the plant is beginning to go dormant, and that then you'll have the best results. Thank you. Great question.
Oh, thank you. Thank
and
you,
very timely, too. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Now, I want you to keep an eye on your lawn, especially those of you that have a really good-looking lawn. You've worked hard to keep it that way. It's sunny for the possibility of skunks and raccoons showing up, and they're just beginning to now, and they're digging in your lawn. And first, it may be just a little hole here or there. If it starts to get worse, then you need to get a product called Dylox. D-Y-L-O-X. It's a grub killer. Japanese beetle grub killer. And it's the only product that you can use at this time of the year. Put it down, water, goodbye grubs. I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Bonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Bonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Bonide full sun, sun or shade, dense shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect lawn started this weekend.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us.
us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Welcome to the Paul Parent God Club. It's Sunday morning. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Izzy from Mass with a question about roses.
Izzy, good morning. How can we help you with the roses today?
Good morning, Paul. I love your show.
And thank you.
You're welcome. And I have a lanky rose bush, and there's four buds coming three-quarters of the way up from the ground. And so I was wondering if I could cut the top of that where there are no buds, and which is about maybe 3 or 4 inches from the top. Can I cut that and let the roses, the rose buds be right on top?
You want to cut the, so you just want to cut the longer branches from the plant, or?
Yeah, the top 3 or 4 inches.
Okay. If you're going to do that, then now is the time to do it.
Okay.
While the plant is still actively growing. See, right now, we still have plenty of warm weather ahead. I mean, it's not going to get hot. We shouldn't be in the 90s. But you're going to have 70-degree days plus. And if you've got a rose garden, you should be cutting your roses to bring indoors at this time of the year and enjoying them. So, you know, as the buds begin to show a little bit of color, cut back the stem, bring it in the house, enjoy it. But a major pruning of roses, you know, to really cut them back is not done until the springtime. The only thing that you're going to remove, and when you go outside to cut roses, you'll see a swollen area. And the swollen area is where they are grafted. And any branches that develop below the graft and that grow straight up in the air, those are suckers. And they're coming from the graft area, and those should be removed at any time of the year because they're going to just grow taller and taller and taller. They'll never make any flowers for you, and they'll steal the energy from branches that could be productive. So get rid of all the suckers on your plant. Enjoy the roses. Cut the roses, bring them inside, enjoy them, and then you'll be all set. The other thing is what I like to do, and again, not till after Thanksgiving, is I like to build a mound of bark mulch, pine needles, straw, compost, anything like that, even dirt from your garden.
Yeah.
And build a mound about a foot high and 12 to 15 inches wide, like an igloo-shaped mound around the base of the plant, and that helps to insulate it to prevent winter dieback or winter kill during the winter season. And the Farmer's Almanac is saying that this is going to be a year of storms, so the better we protect our plants, the better it's going to be for us when spring arrives. And stop feeding. No more fertilizer to your roses at this time of the year. Roses should be fed the first couple weeks in September, and after that, nothing. Because you want the cold that's coming to tell that plant the season is over, stop growing. If you add fertilizer, the roots say, oh, I got all this new food, I'm going to continue to grow. And then the weather gets cold, and you get weak stems. So if you're done feeding them, the weather gets cold, the new growth that was made this year gets to become woody. So instead of nice, soft branches, they get stiff and almost like a piece of wood. And that makes them better able to survive the winter. And it's coming. You know, it's the first day of fall is today, 4:40, something like that. So prepare. If we can help you, 855-660-4261. And if you're killing weeds, now's the time to do it. Once they turn yellow, it's too late. So poison ivy, poison oak, Japanese bamboo, Monday, get the weed killer out.
Taking care of your lawn is like starting a new exercise routine. To get results, you need a plan. That's why we developed the Jonathan Green New American Lawn Plan for a beautiful lawn in your own yard. It all starts with Black Beauty grass seed. Black Beauty grass can grow 4 feet into the soil. Black Beauty is genetically dark green in color and possesses a waxy coating for superior drought tolerance. Once you've seen a Black Beauty lawn, you will never forget it. Under the New American Lawn Plan, you'll be developing a healthy, biologically active lawn soil by applying my Jonathan Green Magi-Cal and Love Your Lawn, Love Your Soil organic soil amendments. In short, you'll create conditions where your lawn will thrive. The New American Lawn Plan by Jonathan Green. Visit NewAmericanLawn.com to learn more and get your free New American Lawn Guide. That's NewAmericanLawn.com.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. years. ProStores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Let Emergency Essentials help you prepare with our Mountain House Super Sale. Right now, get 40% off every can. Mountain House freeze-dried food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. Delicious flavors, easy preparation, and scientifically proven shelf life of 25-plus years. This month only, save 40% on more than 20 Mountain House varieties. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. And we wanted to tell you that in the next couple of weeks, there's going to be a lot of changes to the website. we have just put it on... A new company is running it for us, and we'll be adding all kinds of things. So in the next weeks, we'll be telling you about things to look for on the website. And we are starting to work on our trip for next year. We'll give you a little bit of a tease. Next year is the 70th anniversary of D-Day, Normandy, the beaches, and the place we are planning to go is France to see the beaches of Normandy. We'll be doing something very special there. And then we have set up some places that I think will create some great interest. It's a great tour. It's going to be a two-week tour, but I have added to the trip a visit to a truffle farm so that you can see how the truffles are grown and harvested. And if you've never had truffles, it's probably because of the cost. But you can buy truffle oil. Truffles sell for $1,200 a pound. And you'll get to visit a truffle farm. Also going to take you to a vineyard in France that has the best wine. And their secret is rocks. You heard right, rocks. And that has increased the flavor. And the vineyard is called the Chateau de la Pape. It's near Avignon. And then finally to an olive orchard to see how they grow olives, how they're pitted and cleaned and jarred and composted and put back around the trees and the French Riviera and Paris. So there's a lot. It'll all be on the new changes coming up very, very shortly. But the 70th anniversary of Normandy. And we'll tell you more about that in the weeks to come. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Terry from Mass with a question about seeding.
Terry, welcome to the God Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. I've saved some seeds in Southern Bell Mallows, and I'm drying them. And I'm wondering how soon I can plant those seeds for next year in pots.
Okay. Well, if you're going to grow them from seed, then and you want to start them indoors, I would wait until after we get through the holidays. Let's get through Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, and then you can start them. So, can you use what?
Can I use those seeds that I picked now, even though I've already dried them?
Yeah. Yeah, the main thing is that you dry them thoroughly to get all the moisture off so they don't get mildew on them, and then the mildew will end up killing them. So dry them up really well, make sure there's no moisture, and then what I would do is I would put them in like a little paper bag, if you're going to make your kids a sandwich, or two to bring to school, put it in a bag like that so that, and don't fill it right to the top. Leave plenty of air space and put it in your basement, someplace where it's going to be cool, or in your garage. And it doesn't matter if it freezes, because in nature it would freeze and it would be okay, but it needs to stay out of the weather. And then once we get through the holiday season and you've got time, then you can plant them and grow them right on your windowsill, and then put them in, or start them directly, put two or three seeds in individual pots, like a 3 or 4 inch plastic pot with a good potting soil like black gold that has compost in it, and then you'll be all set. And it will take a whole year for the plant to really get established. You won't get a heck of a lot the first year once you transplant them to your garden. Maybe a flower or two. But the second, third year on, the plant will get bigger and fuller and more branches. And I think that you'll be excited, because rose mallow is one of my favorite perennial plants with gorgeous blooms during the late summer and into the early fall.
Do I have to keep the plants in a shade? I mean, in a dark?
The plants that you bought?
No, I didn't buy the plants.
Okay.
The plants are in the ground. I took the seeds from the ones that were in the ground.
Okay. Now, rose mallow is a perennial, and it's winter hardy. So you leave it in the ground, and in the next couple of weeks, or maybe if you live in Maine like I do, mine have already started to turn yellow. And this week, I'm going to cut them to within 3 or 4 inches to the ground. Clean up that perennial bed where the rose mallow are. If they're still blooming, if they're still healthy, then enjoy it. And then once you've got a good killing frost and you see that the rose mallow is all yellow and the leaves are coming off, cut it to within 2 to 3 inches of the ground. Take your foliage and your branches, put it in your compost pile, but you don't have to dig the plant. It's winter hardy. The tropical hibiscus that you would buy at a greenhouse or a florist inside the greenhouse, that has to come inside now. But rose mallow is a perennial hibiscus. I live in Kennebunk, Maine, and they do absolutely wonderful. I have 8 different plants in my yard. I love them. And once you've grown them, you have to have
them.
I
have all colors. I have pink, yep. Red, white, pure white, white with red centers.
Mm-hmm. And aren't they just beautiful. A gorgeous plant?
Yeah, they do. All the neighbors envy them. That's the reason, yep. I want to make these plants.
Yeah. So just as I said, as long as you dried the seed properly so that they don't get moldy, put them in a brown bag, and then every now and then go down in your basement where you're going to keep them cool and shake the bag, open them up to make sure they're not getting moldy. Do not put them in plastic because plastic will not breathe and they will get moldy. So just a plain brown paper bag, keep them cool, and then after the holidays, plant them. And you'll be in great shape. Thank you.
I've learned so much. Thank you.
Thank you so much for the call. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Connie from Maine with a question about azaleas.
Connie, how can we help you with your azaleas? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm glad to finally get on. The stems of my azalea plants, I've got 2 of them, and they've turned black, literally black, and parts of them are dying. And I'm wondering, and I know others in my neighborhood have the same problem. So I wondered if you knew anything that we could do to keep these plants from dying, because it looks like they're dying.
Okay.
The second question is, my viburnum is huge. It's about, I don't know, 8 feet tall. And I wondered, do I cut it back in the fall, and by how much?
Okay. Your viburnum right now is covered on the ends of the branches with flower buds.
Right.
So that if you prune it back now, you're going to remove all the flower buds and you'll have nothing when spring arrives.
Okay.
The best time is as soon as the flowers go by, then you can prune it back, and you can take it back by as much as 1/3.
Okay.
Okay. So if you prune it now, it's okay, but you won't have any flowers.
I have white flowers on it now. It's a second blooming.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've seen that as there's a Shaw's supermarket in Sanford, Maine, and every year I get this. There's a traffic island to go in and out,
uh-huh.
And the rhododendron PJM are in bloom, and the burning bush are turning red.
Right.
So I'm getting spring and fall all at the same time. But for now, leave it alone. Let it blossom. When it gets done blossoming, cut it back to the height that you want to control the size of the plant. And that way you don't lose the flowers. And, you know, it's only going to be the winter. So leave it alone. Wait until the spring, and then you'll be in good shape. Now, on your azaleas, what I want you to do when the rain stops, go outside, scratch the stems, and if underneath the black it's green, then the plant is still alive. Now, if the azaleas are underneath big trees or they're near other plants, and if you rub the stem with your fingers and your fingers turn black, it could be a sign of something called sooty mold. And sooty mold could be a scale that's on your plant or on the tree above the plant. And during the year, the scale, which is like a turtle, is sucking energy from the plant. It's like maple syrup, and it will actually spit out some of this very, very sweet product that's called honeydew. Honeydew will stick to the plant, and because it's like maple syrup, a black mold will grow on it. And you can tell just by rubbing it. And that will not kill the plant. If the foliage is all covered with the black mold, then it blocks the sunlight, and the leaves can't do their job properly, and that could be a problem. So go outside, scratch it. If there's green underneath, it's okay. Rub it. If it comes off on your fingers, then you got sooty mold. And then what you'll have to do is to spray the plant for a scale. And it could be the azalea that has a scale. It could be a plant that's overhanging it. And you use an all-season oil. And the oil will suffocate and kill the scale. And it will prevent it from laying eggs for next year. Okay, so don't panic. Follow those easy steps, and then you can determine what the problem is. If we can help you, 855-660-4261. Did you know that the fall is the best time of the year to fertilize your lawn? This year, use Bonide Winterizer Lawn Fertilizer to repair summer damage and to prepare the lawn for the fall and winter season. Bonide Winterizer contains slow-release nitrogen fertilizer, iron to green up the grass, sulfur to control the acid soil, also a special micronutrient package to give your lawn the energy to perform at its best. Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonide help you have the perfect lawn with their new, easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonide Turf Turbo is unlike most of the lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging your lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass. Dynamite Complete Plant Food is a fertilizer product I've been familiar with for years. The results you can get from Dynamite is amazing. Apply Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, and ornamentals. The science of controlled release nutrients means more flowers, more vegetables, and healthier shrubs. Dynamite comes in a convenient shaker bottle and contains micronutrients needed by flowers and vegetables to grow at their best. Look for Dynamite at your local garden center. If you don't see it, ask for it. They can order it for you. Remember the name? Dynamite.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Carolyn from New Hampshire with a question about blueberries.
Carolyn, good morning. How can we help you with your blueberries today?
Oh, Paul, I tried to find out in the spring, and I got off on track because you'd come back and you were well again. Anyway, and thank you so much for the work you do on this, and I hope you're making bundles. My blueberries are just... The stems are coated with a lichen, and I'm concerned, even though I had a pretty good yield and no chippies stole them all this year. There's just six plants, and I took a sample of one of the stems up to our local Bedford Fields, certain nursery, not a kind of nursery, but anyway, garden center. And the gal there is studying for her degree, and she put it under the microscope, and she said, this is not harmful, but it's growing, it's going all over, it's spread from one to another. I think it's almost on four bushes now, and I don't understand, it seems to be getting heavier. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, now, is it in a place where you're getting overhead irrigation?
Yes. There's a sprinkler system in the lawns, and some of it does reach them, just for about a half an hour each day.
Okay. And what time of the day are you running the irrigation in the morning first thing?
Oh, I think that in that area it's on around 2 to 3 o'clock, 2 to 3, somewhere in there. And there's also a tree that's grown up between my house and the next. This is a condo village. And the tree has grown quite tall. So at the corner where there's a turn in the where the plants are placed, there's two or three of them that are getting shade much, much earlier than they did a few years ago.
Okay. Well, I think it's probably a combination of some shade, but if it's getting sprinkled with your, you know, with your system on a daily basis, you're keeping those twigs of your blueberry wet. And if it's coming on at 2-3 o'clock in the morning,
it's not drying.
Oh, in the afternoon.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so, but you're still getting moisture on that plant every single day. And because of that, you are getting more of this fungus-type growth on it. Most cases, it's not damaging. If you're getting a good crop yield, that's a good sign. If you're getting plenty of foliage, and the foliage is not getting any diseases, like black spot or yellowing or foliage drop,
nope, I haven't seen anything like that, and quite a little new foliage. I took really extra good care of them, and I gave them their holly tone, and I put in the ammonium sulfate last fall, and again spring, and I just did it. I've just done it again this fall.
Yeah. Now, how about air circulation? I mean, is it in an area where there's, you know, buildings or trees behind it, and there's no wind, or is it in the open?
When there's a wind or a breeze, it gets through there. It's on it protrudes from the house out 15-30 feet, and it turns a corner, and it's all facing south and west.
Yep, I think then that the reason you're getting a lot of this moss growing on it is because it's getting hit from the sprinkler every single day.
It won't
kill a plant. This has been going on for a while, and if it was going to kill the plant, you would have seen results now. You would see stems turning black.
Well, it started last year. No, the stems are fine. Just a few little tip ends have died back. I think that's normal. And I did put a soaker hose in there, and I ran the soaker hose almost every day while it was dry for perhaps half an hour.
Okay. Yep. Then I wouldn't be concerned. Again, it's because you're getting water on there. And if you walk in the woods, you're going to notice that all the trees have moss growing on them.
Oh, I know that.
If you live near the ocean, so like near Cape Cod or, you know, along the coast in New England or all the way down to Florida, you'll get lichens that will grow on it, and that can be a problem. But if it's
this kind of looks like lichen to me, and I guess we're about out of time, aren't we?
Yep. But I would not be concerned. As long as those branches are green, they're healthy, the foliage is green, it's producing berries, you're okay. It's just you've created a microclimate for moss.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multi-